My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 11th of August 2009 and the time is 8:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name's Sarah Wilson. My date of birth is 4th of June 1985 and I'm from Portsmouth on the South Coast.
And have you made the trip especially today?
I have, yes. I came straight from a wedding last night to stay at my friend's.
So were you in London?
I stayed last night, yeah. I was at a wedding with my friend and then we drove up quite late last night. So I'm a bit sleepy still.
And when you arrived here, was it what you expected to be? Had you seen the plinth before?
I'd been to Trafalgar Square before, but I hadn't seen it while the project was on. I had intended to come up and have a look, but time ran away and it was quite nice to see it.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
I'm a lot more confident than I was for the last probably month. Now I'm here, it feels fine, but I think deciding on the idea was the biggest problem. And then not having an idea and then not knowing which one, etc. But now I'm here, I feel quite calm about it, surprisingly.
And has it been on your mind a lot since you heard you had a place?
More at the beginning. To start, when I first got my place, and obviously I told everybody, there were so many ideas, everyone was talking about it. And I think the problems came when we stopped talking about it, and I suddenly thought, what am I going to do? When it was the big topic of conversation, it was quite easy to think, oh, I had loads of time to do this, that and the other. But I was on holiday last week, and I came back and suddenly thought, I've really got to decide, like, what am I going to do? And then I came back from a holiday, it was by the sea, and I thought, ah, I live by the sea, that's what I do.
So what is it that you have decided to do?
I'm going to try and, well, I'm going to make it seasidey. I've got my beach towel, we've got some sand, I'm going to try and build a sandcastle, but I'm a bit out of practice, it's been a few years, so I'm not quite sure how well that'll go, but I'm sure if it doesn't go too well, it'd be entertaining for anyone watching.
And will you do that for the full hour?
I think by the time I get up there and I'm going to make the castle and I've got a stick of rock that I've broken up to sort of throw out a bit. And I think by the time I've faffed around doing all those things, it'll probably time to go a bit faster. And then I've got a copy of our local paper, so I'm going to sit on my beach towel and read that if I've got time. And then obviously I've got to clear away my sand. And so I think it should be fine.
And why did you settle on that as an idea?
Oh, that's a difficult question because there are so many ideas. And there are ideas that I had before I actually got a place when I saw it and I thought, oh, if I went up there, I'd do this, I'd do that. And then when you actually get the place, it changes it totally. Why would I do that? And that's not going to last an hour. Or at one point I did think, I thought maybe I'll sit and just read something or, you know, just enjoy it. And then I saw a couple when I've been watching it at work on the internet and I thought, you know what, it's going to be a bit boring for other people really. If I just sit there going, hi, you know. But I think that's how it came about, yeah.
So have you felt as though you want to entertain the people that are watching?
I suppose more selfishly, I thought I'd get bored. Although it is obviously about the people watching. So I thought if I just sit there, I'll just, you know, read a magazine or a book or something out there for an hour. And I thought people will walk past and it will be boring for them. So I thought if I do something that is going to be maybe a bit more interesting to watch, me actually doing something, and it's also going to keep me entertained as well. But I thought it was a bit of a balance there, really, as opposed to just being a bit of a disappointment. I think it was a bit of pressure, actually, that I didn't want to be the one that did nothing or the one that was a little bit boring.
How did you first hear about the project?
I saw it on the news. I'd heard about it, but I wasn't sure when it was starting. And then I saw it on the news and I thought, oh, fantastic, it started on. I watched it a little bit online at work and then I thought, oh, I'll apply. And then the next day when I got the email saying that I'd got a place, I was a bit surprised, but, you know, excited.
And what is it that actually drove you to go for it and make the application?
It was just spontaneous, really. It was more like there was no reason why not. Because I'd seen Anthony Gormley's work before. I did art when I was at college. So I was aware of his work and I thought, oh, he's quite, you know, a big name, a big project. And I just clicked apply and I didn't not think I'd get a place, but I thought it'd just be fun to apply. And so, oh, I applied for the plinth. And then when I actually got the place, obviously it was a different matter. But I still was keen to do it.
And when you heard that you had a how the plays, what was your reaction?
I couldn't believe it. When I saw the email pop up, I thought I was probably going to be confirming, oh yeah, we've got it, we've got your request, and it being the next draw or whatever. So when I actually said, oh, congratulations, this is sort of slot, I was a bit of disbelief. I didn't tell anybody for a couple of hours because I saw it and I thought, no, really? I was just so shocked. Of all the people that applied, I wasn't, just really thought, oh, the chance it's going to be really low, so there's no way I'm going to get a place, which I'm sure a lot of people have said. But and then like the next morning I thought, oh, I came into work and I was like, well, you know, forget what I'm doing. They were like, no, really? And then it escalated from there over the week. Everyone I saw, I was like, I'm going on the plinth, I'm going on the plinth.
And you've been watching other people on the plinth, have you?
I have, yeah, every so often, and I tend to get it when it's the changeover, which is quite good because you get to see what both people are doing. And I've seen my workmates and friends and family as well, and they've obviously known that I'm going on it, they've probably pay more of an interest because of that, and they sort of text me or call me, or like someone look up from their desk and go, oh, have you seen them at the moment, they're doing this, oh no, don't do that, or oh, you should do something like this.
So have a lot of people been offering their opinions or advice on what they think you should do?
Oh, definitely. Like the first, I think it was the Tuesday or the Wednesday that I heard I got the place, I think it might have been the Tuesday. And I went to the gym with my friend in the evening, and for like a solid hour she's like, you could do this, you could do that. And then like everybody I saw that week, and like I've had people, like friends, call me and be like, oh, I was just thinking about the plinth, or what are you going to do? And I did say from the start that whatever I decided I wouldn't really say about it beforehand. Not because I'm desperate to watch me, I just thought, oh, it takes the not novelty exactly, but if I go give a detailed description of what I'm going to do, oh, fine, done. So I kept it a bit of a kind of secret. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm not sure, have we got any ideas? So it should be a surprise for the people that have had an opinion.
So people here watching you today, either in the square or online?
I think, obviously I don't live locally, the majority of people will be watching me online, but I've got a couple of friends that are going to walk by. Unfortunately, a few people that I thought might be around are on holiday, which is typical, and they were quite annoyed that they were going to miss it. They've like, you know, would walk by on their way to work or whatever, and they were like, oh, we're actually going to know somebody on it, and we're not on holiday. Like, we're on their holiday, so it'd mainly be online, I think.
Have you got any expectations about what it will be like on the plinth?
I thought I'd be quite panicked, and I think, oh, I'm just looking forward to it being 10 o'clock. But now I'm actually here, and I know I've got something to do. I feel quite calm about it, and I think that I'll probably quite enjoy it. And I think the time will go quite quickly. Originally, I thought, oh, if I'm sat there not doing much or just reading or something, I'm probably going to be a bit like, oh, it's the time. Oh, 5 minutes later. Oh. But I think I'll probably have a nice time, and it'd be nice to watch other people as well when I've built the castle and I'm sat on my beach towel.
And would you like people from the ground to interact with you?
Only if they're going to be nice. I'm not too worried, because originally when I was thinking of ideas, I did think about things that possibly would be interactive, and I thought, well, it's a little bit of a risk, where I knew that I didn't know how many people of my like friends that work around London were going to be able to come and visit. And I thought, well, if you've got, you know, 5 or 6 people, then at least you've got guaranteed interaction. And I thought, oh, I don't know what times people are coming by, and it could be quite frustrating if people don't interact with whatever I'm doing. So I thought, I think the focus is really what's going on the plinth. So I thought, I'll do that, and then if people want to say something or whatever, I'd be happy to interact with them, but I'm not going to seek them to, you know, have a conversation with me. Or yelling, as it might be.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background? What is it that you do?
I graduated a couple of years ago from Portsmouth University, the year after I started my master's degree. But a year ago I postponed a semester, and I've started working for IBM. So now I have to do my dissertation for my master's whilst working full time, which is going to be a bit of a panic. And that starts in October, but I'm glad I took the break, because I was a lot of study all in one go. But yeah, I work for IBM and I work in finance, and I'll be going to work after I've done this. Not at my normal office, but I'll still be working.
And what is it that you're studying?
I did my degree in international business, my master's is in business and management.
And you mentioned earlier that you did study art at one point. Have you got an interest in the arts?
Yeah, I did A-level art, and I did seriously consider doing it as a degree subject for a while, and then I thought, long term, I thought, oh, what would I do? Am I really that good? And but I did really enjoy it, and I suppose now it's more of a hobby, and you can still enjoy it, I think, without having to be make it a career of it. That it's quite nice to be able to go and see an exhibition or something without having to make it into like a coursework or write notes or whatever. It's just fun to just go and have a look and see and have an opinion.
And are you aware, or were you aware, of Anthony Gormley before this project?
Yes, I did. I introduced him for a project that I did when I was at A level. So it was quite exciting to be like, you know, when it's someone you've encountered before and you know of, it made it more sort of more real and more, oh, I'm actually going to be involved. And if I think about all the textbooks and whatever, and you know, the art books that I used to use for my projects, and I think, oh, well, it's going to probably be one, you know, might do one about this, and it'd be funny. It'd be a good story to tell as well, like, to other people, and, you know, I've got, like, younger cousins and things, and I'd be like, I was in that, like, when they're at school doing art, I'd be like, well, I was in art. It'd be good.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project and one of 2,400 people going up on the plinth?
Well, because I think I realise that so many people have applied, I do feel, because, and I know that there are other people as well, that I've got friends that applied, and one person in particular, I know he really wanted to be on the plinth. So I do feel, I'm not lucky, but I feel I've got a bit of, well, apart from the other, you know, 2,399 people, it's like a unique experience. And also to see Trafalgar Square from the plinth, I think it's not really something that I'd get the opportunity to do again, so I'll take some photos while I'm up there as well. So I do feel lucky that I'm getting this opportunity to do it, definitely.
And have you participated in arts projects before?
I've done things at college. We've done some big group things together, and obviously my own projects, but nothing on this scale, no.
One of the questions we're asking everyone to help us get an idea of you as a person is, what are the things that are important to you in life at the moment?
Rookie, that's a big one. At the moment, well, a big thing that's important is getting my master's finished, because that's something I really want to get finished, and then can see what I want to do next. But I think I'm 24 at the moment, so life's about to, so I really want to focus on having a nice time. I don't want to take things too seriously. Lots of holidays, lots of, you know, fun times with friends, I think is the main thing that's important to me at the moment. I think there's plenty of time left to be serious and, you know, work too hard and etc. etc. I'm just quite laid back at the moment.
And do you know what you want to do when you finish your master's?
I don't know yet. I might continue working for IBM. There's a lot of things I could do, but it's making a decision that's the problem. I think that's probably why I did the master's, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. Give me some more time.
And when you put up your profile on the website, you will have been asked to put three words that describe you. You're not limited to three words here, so how would you describe yourself as a person?
I think I'd use the same. Actually, I could use, because I did, maybe I cheated a little bit. I asked friends for words that I thought about me, and some random ones came up, and my friend said to me, she was like, oh, funny, witty. She was like, fashionable, bubbly. She was like, happy. She was like, clever. And she said, oh, sometimes, like, sometimes you come out with something daft, and... And she said, oh, there's loads of things, you know, you could say. And another friend was, oh, I'm confident. And she said, oh, yeah. And then someone said, interesting, which I was quite surprised. So I was like, I don't know whether to take that well or not. Interesting? No. And she assured me she meant it in a positive way, but it makes me sound a bit dry. Like, you're very interesting, you know. Like, it's almost like being really nice. But I'd probably agree with most of the things that were said. Definitely. I'm just... happy and cheerful, I think, is probably the best way to sum it up. Everything else sort of branches off of that.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you heard that you had a place into this moment now? How has it felt at each of those stages?
It's probably a bit of a slope. Like, just it went from, I applied and never thought that I would get it, to right up to sort of massive, like, going on the plinth and just general excitement and going on about it all the time with, like, friends and family. And it's kind of like, it has gradually calmed down. I thought up until it, I think I'd probably get more and more, like, either nervous or a bit excited, whatever. But now I'm here, I feel much calmer than I have done for the last, like, 4 weeks or whatever. It is probably, as near I've got to it, the more laid back I've got about it. Definitely.
And what do you hope to take away from the experience?
A good story. I think it's definitely something that it's individual, that I think for the weeks to come, whenever I see like friends or family that I haven't seen, and workmates as well that I haven't maybe seen like since today, like, that I think that will be the main topic of conversation. I think that will be the thing that people will say, Sarah, just stop talking about it. I think I will be saying, oh, and then I did this, oh, you could see this from there, and then Emma came by and I waved at Emma, and I think I will probably go on about it and have to be told to just drop it at some point. So definitely the main thing is the experience and the story that goes with it.
Brilliant, thank you.